This next round is going to deal with the feeling that by wanting so much more money in this big income goal or so much more abundance in life, that we're somehow taking it away from other people. So sometimes this comes up when we're going to increase our price, that we're literally asking other people to pay us more money. And the other part of it is just a sense that there's this limited amount of abundance in the universe. And by us wanting more and taking more, we're taking it away from starving people on the other side of the planet or starving people that are down the street from us. Again, this is based on a scarcity view and the belief that says it's better to give than receive. Well, of course it's not better to give than receive. It's two sides of the same coin. Try to have a relationship with someone and refuse to ever receive from them, they will not stay in a relationship with you very long. I want you to say the following statement and see how true it feels for you when you think about your income goal. It's selfish and wrong to take that much from other people. And see how true that feels on a scale of 1 to 10. And if this one's true for you, we'll start tapping on the karate chop point. Even though it feels selfish and wrong to want that much money from others, I prefer to be a giver. I accept who I am and how I feel about it. Even though it feels so selfish and wrong to want that much money from others, I really prefer to be a giver. I profoundly love and accept myself. Even though it's selfish and wrong to want that much money, because it's taking it away from other people. And you're supposed to want to give, not receive. And I know me, I'm a giver. I accept how I feel about this in all of me. Eyebrow point. I don't think I deserve to get that much. Side of the eye. I'm taking away other people's money. Under the eye. It feels so guilty taking away their money. Under the nose. I feel conflicted when people pay me their hard-earned money. Chin point. It feels like I'm taking away from them. Collarbone point. I mean, there's a limited supply, right? Under the arm. And I'm just not that selfish. Top of the head. I don't need that much. Eyebrow point. I would rather give up my share. Side of the eye. That's what I do. I sacrifice. Under the eye. Aren't you supposed to sacrifice for other people? Under the nose. I've been sacrificing for a long time. Chin point. And I'm good at it. Collarbone point. That's what I've learned. Under the arm. There's a limited supply to go around. Top of the head. So if I want more, eyebrow point, I'm taking it away from other people. Side of the eye. That's what they taught me. Under the eye. It feels so guilty taking away from other people. Under the nose. I'm not comfortable getting paid. Chin point. There's a limited supply of abundance. Collarbone point. and people work so hard for their money. Under the arm. For me to make that much money, top of the head, I'll have to take away more from other people. Take a nice deep breath and go back and re-rate your level. See if this has stirred anything up for you, and definitely write down anything that's been stirred up and continue to tap on this one until you get down to a 2 or 3 and move on to the power reframe. This next round is the power reframe. It's a very positive round. We are going to really tune in to a lot of good stuff in this round. There's going to be a lot of tapping on karate chop point and a lot of great words that you can use this round over and over. Starting on the karate chop point, I now allow the abundance and wealth I deserve to come easily to me in return and in balance. As I pour myself out into the world through my passion, my creativity, my positive intention. I love giving my best. I love receiving the best. I am showing the universe I am willing to receive. I can be a good receiver. My intention is the best and highest good for me and others. My intention is success for me and others. What if it can go both ways in a win-win? My success prospers everyone, and everyone's success prospers me. That feels different. Eyebrow point, I'm now allowing abundance and wealth to come easily to me. Side of the eye, in return and in balance. Under the eye, as I pour out my passion. Under the nose, my creativity. Chin point, my intention, my time, my energy. Collarbone point, out into the world. Under the arm, I love giving my best out into the world. Top of the head, I love receiving the best in return. Eyebrow point, I'm showing the universe I'm willing to receive as well as give. Side of the eye, I'm showing the universe I'm willing to receive as well as give. Under the eye, I'm a good receiver. Under the nose, my intention is the best and highest good. Chin point, for me and others. Collarbone point, my success prospers everyone. Under the arm, in everyone's success prospers me. Top of the head. That's my intention. Maybe we can all have our cake and eat it too. Eyebrow point. Maybe it's not either or. side of the eye. Why does it have to be me or them? Under the eye. That's not my intention. Under the nose. My intention is that my success prospers everyone. Chin point. And everyone's success prospers me. Collarbone point. I love a win-win-win situation. Under the arm. Everyone wins. Everyone succeeds. Top of the head. I love when everyone wins in multiple ways. Take a nice deep breath. There's a much more positive vibration when we think about wealth and abundance flowing to us in exchange for what we're pouring out into the world and honoring our intention that as we become more successful, our success is absolutely going to affect the success of other people. And it's so fun when it works that way. We call that business interdependence. And this is especially true of small businesses. Think of all the different people that you interact with. If you were to double or triple your business or your income, you would affect all of those other people in a positive way. We always want to think win, 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 win situation where everyone wins in multiple ways. Much more fun that way.